too hot to handle. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Too hot to handle. Cool it off. Wait. Patient. Too hot to handle. A lot of times we have circumstances in our life that are just too hot to handle. We have emotions that get out of whack. We get conditions in our life, circumstances, a cup of coffee, and you go someplace, that's it. You go to a Chinese restaurant every time it happens to be there. And I go into this Chinese restaurant and I order the green tea. I order the Chinese tea. Always very good. No matter what Chinese restaurant I go into, their Chinese tea, their green tea always is very good. It's a good consistency. But when they serve it, that tea is so hot. It is so super hot. You have to wait a moment. And as you wait a moment, you have to let it cool. Now, is there a reason for them doing that, making that tea so super hot? Well, it lasts, it keeps its heat longer. That's one thing that does. But one other thing that I kind of think it does, and this is just my own attitude, when they bring this hot, hot tea to the table, and it has the tea leaves in it, they want the tea to seep for a little while. Steep. They want it to penetrate the water through the leaves to bring out the wonderful taste of the tea. And if you drink it too fast or too quickly and don't let it steep, then the tea is a weak tea and it doesn't have the full-bodied strength that a beautiful Chinese or green tea would have. Green tea is always a little more difficult because it doesn't have that dark color like black tea that you can see the color as soon as it seems to be ready. And even then, give it a little more time. Don't be in a rush. Be patient. Wait. Yes, sometimes there's reasons that things are too hot to handle. And sometimes it's just a matter of knowing how to handle something that's too hot to handle. I'll bring up the dog whisperer constantly because we're watching a series on that, and it's quite fascinating. He's a most remarkable man, a most amazing fellow, truly a psychologist. And he calls himself the dog psychologist. Now, here he is, a man, a human being, and he is a psychologist for dogs. He knows about dogs. And that's the way he professes himself. He is the dog whisperer. He whispers to dogs. Not only whispers to them, he gives them his vibrations. He gives them his attitude. He acts like a dog. And the dogs respect that, even though he's a man, and they know that he's not a dog. He gives off the vibrations of the experience that he wants to have. So, when he sees a dog doing things that are not beneficial for the dog in the community the dog is in, he puts out his chest and lifts up his chin and throws back his shoulders, and he walks with a mighty strength within himself of being the alpha dog. He is in charge. He is the one who sets the rules for the game. And when some of the dogs are too hot to handle, he just goes in there and he gives them his vibration, and the dog lowers their head. Now, when a dog doesn't lower their head, as sometimes they don't do in dog society, and sometimes people don't do it in people society either. People just want to be angry. They want to be want to start trouble. Dogs like to start trouble sometimes, you know, and you understand that. Well, people like to start trouble too. They're just too hot to handle. So Caesar, the dog whisperer, he goes into these dogs and he treats them like dogs. Most people, he says, try to treat dogs like people, and they don't get along very well because the dog doesn't know what role it's to play. The dog wants to have a leader. Always the dog wants to have a pack leader. And the dog wants to be a member of a pack. The pack leaders may be the mama and daddy and the children, and the dog may be the pack, single pack. But the leaders are always the ones who take charge. And when any dog is too hot to handle, and he just does not cooperate with Caesar or the dog whisperer or its master, then Caesar comes in and he pompously comes up to the dog and he says, "Hey, buddy, I'm the boss here." And the dog tries to take control and he fends him off and he says, "No, this is my space. This is my place. This is where I am." And then the dog wants to act aggressively. And so Caesar doesn't allow that for 1 second. And he reaches down and tugs on the leash a little bit, this way or that way, to show the dog that that's not acceptable. And when the dog ceases to be aggressive, then Caesar treats the dog like an alpha dog would treat another dog in his pack. And he takes his hand and he uses it like a mouth, and he grabs at the throat of the dog and holds very carefully on the neck of the dog, very strongly, so the dog realizes that Caesar is the boss. And then, with a deft turning of the hand, the dog turns over onto its side or its back, and Caesar holds it there until all of its nervous energy dissipates. It only takes a second or two. And then, when that's done, then Caesar massages the dog a little bit and tells the dog, "Good dog," because it's now in a gentle state. Now it's no longer too hot to handle. Now the coffee has cooled, the tea has cooled. Now it's ready to be enjoyed. Now the dog is ready to be enjoyed. We do that with ourselves. We go around and let our emotions run ragged with us, and we say we have a right to be unhappy, we have a right to be mad, we've got a right to do anything, but we take the consequences. And the dogs, they take the consequences. When Caesar is there, he reaches down and says, "None of that." And the dog says, "Oh, I like you. You're in charge. I'll follow you anywhere. I'll follow you anywhere." And they do. They do. He disciplines them. He manipulates and controls them. And he talks to them. And they come up to him just like he's a long-lost buddy. And their own masters, sometimes they don't know how to act because their master is indecisive. The master doesn't know how to handle a too-hot-to-handle dog. Well, now, do you know how to handle a too-hot-to-handle person that you are? Or that you have in your family or in your pack? Are you too hot to handle? Or is a member of your family sometimes too hot to handle? Oh, whenever that comes up. The first thing you do is you must show that you're the master, you're the lead, you're in charge. Now, you're not necessarily in charge of them, but you're in charge of yourself, and you're in charge of your world, and you're in charge of who you are. And so you demonstrate that, and you say, "This is what I expect, and this is what I do, and this is what I am." And they may disagree with you. And if they disagree with you, you say, "That's okay, you could disagree with me, but then you're not in my pack. You're not in my program if you do not agree with who I am." And so they say, "Are you kicking me out? Are you trying to tell me to go away?" "No, I'm just telling you, these are the rules of my pack, and if you want to play in my pack, then this is what you do. This is the rules in my home, in my family, in my business, in my life, in my world, and if you want to be in my world, that's what you do." "Oh, well, that's not fair." "Well, sure it is. We can't have two masters in this world. You can't have you as a master and me as a master. Now, you go start your own world someplace, start your own family, start your own life, and have it be the way you want it to be. There are many different families on the face of the earth, for goodness sakes. And each family has many derivations in it, but basically they're a family of a community. And if they're in the United States, they know the laws, the rules, the regulations of the United States, and they cooperate with them. If they're in Switzerland, they know the rules and laws of Switzerland, they cooperate with the Swiss rules. If they're in any other country, they learn the rules of that country, and they live by those rules, and if they don't, then they're too hot to handle. And so they do any number of things that have to be done to control them, to bring them in line with what that area, that country, that family, that community believes are their rules. Now, whenever other people are unhappy with you, it's not that you're necessarily wrong, but you may be in the wrong place. Because maybe you should have your own organization, your own business, your own family, your own life, and then you be the boss. And that's fine. But if you're going to be in any community, you must live according to the community's rules. If you're going to be in any family, you must live according to the family's rules. If you're going to be in any marriage or relationship, you must live according to the relationship's rule. If you're going to be in working for any employer, or if you're going to be the employer, then your employees must follow the rules that you have established for them, or that they have established for you, or it has established for you, and follow them. And if you don't, you're just too hot to handle. And no boss, no husband, no wife, no family, no country is going to say, you can go and be disrespectful, irrespective of the rules of this community, of this family, of this company. And then they won't say that, because you must flow with what the company is doing. You must flow with what the family is doing. And if you don't, then you get kicked out. And of course, the family doesn't miss you. The company doesn't miss you. The country doesn't miss you. They're just very happy that you're no longer there. They're just very happy that you're no longer upsetting the balance of the community, of the company, of the family, of the world in which they live. Yes, yes. People who come to this country and violate its rules, they're deported. They're sent back to their own country. And their own country probably wanted to get rid of them too. But are you too hot to handle? Or are you a mellow fellow? Are you a boss? Then start a company. Are you the head of a family? Then have a family of your own. Are you the head of a country? Are you trying to run the country and its rules and reestablish everything? Then go and be its president. Or go start your own company. You know, Bill Gates is so wealthy, he's got so many billions of dollars, he could go and buy a country or two if he wanted to, and then he could be the head of the country, and he could establish the country any way he wants because he owns everything, and then he could make himself king, and he could make his wife queen, and his children the prince and princesses. Hey, cool, huh? But does he want that? No. He doesn't want to be somebody else's master. He doesn't want to be somebody else's keeper. It was bad enough when he had his company. And now he's retired from that, and he's off into another company, but a company that does what he wants to do. Now, are you in a company that does what you want to do? Or are you in a situation where you're just too hot to handle? Just remember, you're in a world where even the dog whisperer is smarter than the dogs. Not that he's smarter than the dogs, he understands the dog's nature. And understanding the dog's nature, he applies it to it. Now, he's not going to mamby-pamby with it. He's not going to make the dogs feel good or make the people feel good. He says, it's your fault. You're not doing it. You're giving the dog the wrong signals, and the dog is coming back with the response to the wrong signals, and you don't like that. So you got to change it. And he says point blank to people, he says, if you don't like it, don't have a dog. You know, if you don't know how to be a dog master, if you don't know how to take care of a dog, don't have one. Or have a very mellow dog that already is ready to be just a friend of yours, not anything else. But be careful. Animals and people have personalities. They have attitudes. They have desires to be who they are and what they are. And being who they are and what they are demands of them that they stand on their feet and say, here I am. And if who they are, while being here they am, while being who, where they are, then If that is not harmonious with the community they're in, they will not feel happy. So, today, you and I, we are the dog whisperer. You and I, we are the people whisperer. We are the creator in our world. We are the ones who say, all is in divine order. We are the ones who say, I live in harmony with my world. I do not try to go contrary to it. I live according to the rules of my world, and I do not try to go contrary to it. I live in harmony with me, and I like me, I like me, I like me, and I like everybody in my world. And if ever I feel that anybody in my world is trying to hurt me, I best look back at me and say, where did I give the wrong signal that caused them to act that way toward me? I see I'm just not cooperating with their program. Well, is their program the program I want to follow? If it is, then I cooperate with it. If their program's not the program I want to follow, then I find a program that I want to follow and I go follow it. It's just as simple as that. But I say first, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then I will look at everything and realize I created every little nuance that came in my life. And I'm no longer too hot to handle. I'm no longer more than anyone can get along with. I am ideal. And I am ideal in every way. And I am happy. And I'm happy in every way. And I love me, I love me, I love me. And I love you. I love you. I love you.